Welcome to Generation Radio Podcast, where the focus is on Arkapuna and their families. We are here each Sunday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. on the Oldies Channel, 101.1. You can listen to these shows at any time, any place, and even on your smartphone at generations808.com. We will bring to you resourceful information from our generation's team of experts in the field of aging. Stay with us for the next 1 hour as we explore ways to make your life more exciting and meaningful for our extraordinary seniors. Here's your host and publisher of Generations Magazine, Percy Ihara.
Welcome to this week's Generations Magazine radio show podcast. I'm Rick Tabor. Percy's off island this week, so you're stuck with me today. Today, I'd like to welcome a very special guest, Lila Mower, the president of the Kakua Council. And full disclosure here, I'm Kakua Council's first vice president. So today we're going to talk about Kakua Council. Welcome, Lila.
Mahalo for having me. Aloha, everyone.
Hey, so in addition to occasionally co-hosting these radio shows, I also host the Generations Brown Bag Lunch webinars on the third Wednesdays of the month from 11:30 to 1 o'clock. There's no RSVP needed for these. Just click on generations808.com and click on the podcast at the webinars and you're in. It's a Zoom link that I have there. And also, so these are on the third Wednesdays of the month. Due to popular demand, starting in June, we're going to add the first Wednesdays of the month for podcasts. And a lot of these are our partners, and a lot of them are nonprofit folk working with Kapuna throughout the islands of Hawaii. Lots of really good information that we share there. The next one that we have coming up is going to be Cardex, which is a remarkable joint supplement that'll be on May 19th, again from 11:30 to 1 o'clock. So simply go to generations808.com, click on the Zoom link, and you can join us. Anytime after 11:20 a.m. is a good time to do that. Make sure you grab your lunch, though. So this is a lunchtime thing. So far, we've learned about, in these podcasts, these webinars, we've learned about Attention Pluses in home care. We've learned about Declutter Hawaii. We had something on loneliness, which we called Are You Lonesome Tonight? One of our Kakua Council members, Kathy Wyatt, did that one. We've also had Assistive Tech Resources Centers of Hawaii. And just last week, we had Navigating Medicare with FBI, Financial Business. They are also going to come back in October. We have a few Medicare ones coming up. Just a lot of really wealthy, great information there. And the concept of the webinars that we're doing here, just like these radio shows, is really all about partnering. So it's really about networking, getting to know the resources that are out there. So if you hit a bump in the road or you need some kind of services, you know where to go. These Generations Magazine radio show podcasts and the Brown Bag Lunch webinars are all online, available anywhere, anytime you need them. Just a simple click of your mouse within the generations808.com website. We've got over 10 years of information in there. And really within the search engine, within the generations808.com webpage, if you put a keyword in there, it'll pull up all the articles, all the shows, anything to do with that we've done through generations. I have to say, Percy's done a remarkable job of gathering information for everybody. So resources for life is what we like to say. Okay, so that's business. So Lila, you're up.
Thank you.
So again, welcome, Lila. Could you tell us about the Kakua Council? So besides being one of Hawaii's oldest nonpartisan Kapuna nonprofit advocacy groups, what's our mission?
Kakua Council advocates, informs, and educates to improve laws, policies, and practices impacting the well-being of Kapuna seniors, their families, and our community. The Kakua Council is a place to hear and speak up, and not just to be part of the silent majority. We're an advocacy group that's shaped by participants. Our best responses to our situations come from a diversity of ideas. And as Rick said, we're nonpartisan. We look at issues not as a problem, but as a challenge. We determine if the concern is systemic and if we can contribute to the resolution, excuse me. Most importantly, we are solution oriented.
Very good. So for folks that don't know the term Kakua, what does Kakua mean?
It means to help.
To help.
Yeah.
So we tend to help and advocate for kapuna throughout the island, all the islands of Hawaii. Mm-hmm. How long have we been around, do you remember?
Well, we don't have the exact origination date, mm-hmm. but we know that it was in the mid to late 70s, because in mm-hmm. the late 70s, we did a little bit of reorganization.
Right. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so we Kakua Council is actually existed before computers did, so we can't Google everything.
Right.
Like a lot of things. We pre-exist. And
Rick and I were too young to be members at that time.
We were. How long have you been a member now?
Oh, I would say maybe 4 years, five okay. years.
Okay.
Something like that.
Mm-hmm. And I joined just shortly after you did, just a few right. months after that. Mm-hmm. And bam, next thing you know, we're president and vice president.
I know.
It's good stuff. So what history are you aware of Kakua Council that we could share with our audience here?
Well, one thing in our history that a lot of people are aware of is the 2005 silver legislation.
Oh.
Okay, and I don't know if all the measures passed, but some of the measures included extending the length of the walk time to cross the street.
Okay.
And putting the cameras at those intersections.
Okay.
Development of a long-term care initiative at Kapi'olani Community College to educate and train future elder care workforce.
Oh, wow.
I know that we had something to do with the permanent staff for the University of Hawaii's Office on Aging, or Center on Aging, excuse me.
Okay.
In 2005, we worked towards requiring Hawaiian Electric and other, I guess, on other islands, they're whatever their utility companies are called, to meet a renewable portfolio.
Mm.
So that was years ago already. Apparently, we did something to request Congress to not to privatize Social Security. And we had some monies. We asked, and I think we obtained monies. We didn't do it, but we asked the government to release monies to renovate and build a community center at Makiki Community Library.
Wow.
So those are pretty good. There's one
yeah.
more thing. Let's see now. Oh, and this one was probably involved our friend Helen. Establishment of a task force to determine visitation rights for grandparents who are informally raising their grandchildren.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, so quite a
Some
lot of things
good
back
stuff.
Then. Mm-hmm.
And then staying with history a little bit, do you recall who some of the past leaders of the Kakua Council were, and some of the, obviously these are some of the accomplishments.
Mm-hmm.
From days of futures past, who?
Well, unfortunately, because we tend to be a senior organization, we've lost a number of them.
Yeah.
But some of them remain on as our board members.
Right.
We have Reverend Sam Cox.
Yeah.
Charles Carroll, mm-hmm. Larry Geller, who's our president emeritus.
Mm-hmm.
And we still hear from Larry a lot, especially, you
we
know,
sure
in
do.
The newspapers.
Yeah, yeah.
And his own blog.
And emails.
Right, right. Very influential.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Very active.
And then you preceded Jim Sean.
Yes.
Yeah. Who is still on our board also.
Yes. Uh-huh. Former representative.
Mm-hmm. Right. So some of those that you mentioned are still involved in the board some.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's kind of history. I would imagine in the audience there's folks that even know more about this than even Lila and I do about the past history. So we're more recent. And mm-hmm. so, of course, being more recent, shortly after we were elected first vice president and president, we had this thing happen called the pandemic.
Right.
COVID kind of happened. And so let's talk just a little bit about how did we pivot during the pandemic? How did we launch ourselves into this new world? That really came on like a gangbuster. So I recall I just started as first vice president.
And you, I was president, just started, right, in January 2020.
You, and you had been the programs, you know, chair
right.
prior to me taking over. And
right.
so we were just in the middle of kind of arranging
mm-hmm.
for the mayoral debates,
mm-hmm.
which were how many mayors did we have then?
Oh, my God. We had a ton of candidates.
And I think we had almost everybody. I think
right.
everybody had confirmed.
Right.
And we're just rolling along, ready to continue mm-hmm. meeting at the Harris Methodist like we always did.
Mm-hmm.
And then, boom, everything shuts down, right?
Right. Actually, right before it shut down, what happened
yeah.
was we were a little bit ahead of the curve.
Yeah.
We had invited a Lieutenant Governor medical doctor,
right.
Josh Green, to address Kupuna's concerns about the pandemic, because
yeah.
we already knew by then
yep.
that the pandemic, the virus, was affecting senior citizens more than any other age group.
Yeah.
And we wanted to know what our government was going to do about that.
Right.
And if you recall, at that meeting, again, this is before the shutdown,
yep.
We did social distancing.
Yeah, it's in the church's kind of mm-hmm. conference area. Mm-hmm. So we had the chairs all 6 feet apart.
Mm-hmm.
Media showed up. They were 6 feet apart. It's mm-hmm. pretty incredible. And this was a forum. So we had the state's ombudsman, long-term ombudsman, John McDermott, joined us. AARP's executive director, state director, mm-hmm. Kaylee Lopez, joined us, and then John McDermott. And Larry Geller actually opened the show,
mm-hmm.
kind of prefacing kind of concerns that we were looking at, mm-hmm. or we were thinking we were going to be looking at. And, you know, I got to say, everybody was spot on.
Right.
I mean, we couldn't have predicted that we'd still be doing this here now, a year
right.
later,
mm-hmm.
But we knew it was pretty big.
Right.
And so that was actually covered by the news,
mm-hmm.
By the media, got
mm-hmm.
got
mm-hmm.
Newspaper and television coverage. Annalisa Burgos, good friend,
right.
You know, came with everybody. I mean, two or three stations, yeah.
Right. And then a few weeks after that, we had John McDermott.
Right.
Addressing long-term care,
yeah.
concerns about residents of care facilities.
Yeah.
Because we are already starting by then to hear that, again,
yeah.
they were highly impacted by the virus. In fact, we heard. Remember about Kirkland and Washington State?
Yes. Well, that was where I was. I'm from Seattle, so
right. mm-hmm.
I got early heads up just how bad things were from one of my doc friends who was heading up some of the investigation of that. And
mm-hmm.
her email, I just never forget. She said, "Well, we're finding it even on the toilet seats. We're trying to figure that out." That was
mm-hmm.
at the nursing home.
Mm-hmm.
So Dr. Mary Jo Kittner actually was very. Informative for me
mm-hmm.
to realize we were about 2-3 weeks, you know, behind
mm-hmm.
Washington,
mm-hmm.
you know, what was coming. And so, yeah, we did pretty well with that. And I got to say, even before the pandemic, you know, Doug has helped us actually by streaming us on Facebook Live. So people that don't come to the meetings could catch us through that, which is pretty cool. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then a lot of us who are active at the legislature,
very much
so. We're suddenly no longer able to attend, you know, physically go to the Capitol building.
Yeah.
And we saw a lot of government activity shut down, or at least
yeah.
closed down to the public.
Yeah.
And so that was very concerning. So part of our big pivot was we decided to lead the community and show that we could have public forums
yep.
via Zoom.
Yep.
And that was exciting. I mean, mm-hmm. Was yeah. it the mayoral, for all the mayoral candidates where we hit a glitch and we made the newspapers?
Yes. So the mayoral, this very first one that we did with
mm-hmm.
Zoom,
mm-hmm.
We were Zooming then, and we tried to stream it to Facebook.
And
right?
it went to the wrong Facebook
and
account.
Yes, and so none of the media could get to it.
Mm-hmm.
And
so we posted it up on our YouTube.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And so the article, I'm forgetting his Gordon.
Right.
Front page article was, you know, Kakua Council holds you know, a form,
mm-hmm.
but nobody could see it. That was the front page.
Right.
So if you went to the second section,
right.
you could read about just the great stuff that happened, because really the mayoral candidates were remarkable.
Right. It was
every
exciting.
One of them. It was, and
yeah.
that's been probably our most watched
mm-hmm.
of anything.
Mm-hmm.
So what is interesting is when we do stream these, we also convert them to YouTube, and then we post those. So they're always available on our Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
So Kakua Council Facebook. If you just put Kakua Council Facebook, you can go right to it. And you can join if you like, but you can watch anything in there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We have these public forums, too. We invite people to participate by Zoom.
Yeah.
We just ask them to register.
Yeah.
So in order to register to participate in the Zoom meeting, they need to write in to kokuacouncil.hawaii@gmail.com.
Right. Or if you have any comments for us or any feedback for Kakua
mm-hmm.
Council, that's where you go. We'll
mm-hmm.
say that again at the end here.
Mm-hmm.
Then we also had the prosecuting attorney council members forms.
Mm-hmm.
So we did first off a form, and then we had the debate. So we also had the mayoral debate as
mm-hmm.
well.
Mm-hmm.
Those were fascinating, too.
It was great because
yeah.
Last year in 2020, 5 of the 9 council member seats were open.
Yeah.
So we had forums for
mm-hmm.
each of those council seats.
Yeah.
And then, it was remarkable meeting all those candidates. And there were a few times I was brought to tears by,
yeah.
especially the young ones.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, their energy, their dedication, their commitment to the community,
yeah.
what they wanted to offer, that was really touching.
Yeah, it kind of restores my faith.
Right, it did. It
in
did.
A lot of ways, because they just have good energy. Mm-hmm. They seem to really know the topics pretty well, mm-hmm. and had some great ideas what they wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
And again, we're nonpartisan, and it really felt like they were nonpartisan as well.
Yes.
They're really focused on, as you mentioned earlier, mm-hmm. the challenge, mm-hmm. not so much the problem, but the challenge of just, you know, what the solutions are and how mm-hmm. we need to move forward. And
mm-hmm.
Yeah, like mayoral, that's a nonpartisan position. I mean, these are nonpartisan kind of positions.
Right.
So they're not in there, you know, for party. They're really in there to work for the people. And mm-hmm. that's the sense we got from the forums, right?
That's correct, right.
I mean, that was
same
impressive.
Thing with the candidates for the Honolulu prosecuting attorney seat.
Yeah.
That was very interesting.
Yeah,
you know,
totally different people.
Totally
yeah.
different points of views.
Yeah.
Different solutions
yeah.
they had for our problems. You know, very interesting.
Yeah.
And of course, unfortunately, all of this was preceded by the news about the Kealohas, you
right.
know, so there was a decline in yeah. public confidence or trust
right.
in these government offices. And I think by watching the forums, I felt a little bit lifted
yeah.
that we had
yeah.
hope that things were going to improve.
Yeah, I felt like their hearts were in the right place.
Yes.
Their minds and hearts were where they needed to be.
Mm-hmm.
So again, I mean, we're talking about these, and they have happened, but you have access to these just by going to our Facebook page, and you can watch any of these. And even though, you know, the elections are done and we're moving forward, I think there's still a wealth of information there.
Right. It's kind of fun to go back to an old forum yeah. and see, oh, yeah. okay, this elected candidate had said these things.
Right.
Now we need to hold his or her
yeah,
feet to
yeah.
the fire, you know?
I think we'll have the mayor come again, right? We were just talking about
right.
that you
would
know,
be
down
wonderful.
The road. And then let's talk a little bit about, so I started, my first meeting was the good, bad, and the ugly.
Mm-hmm.
I was invited by Doug and Michelle, so Hawaii Meals on Wheels, I deliver with them,
mm-hmm,
and they'd
mm-hmm.
invited me, and this is where I started with getting
mm-hmm.
into all these things.
Mm-hmm.
But the good, bad, and the ugly, that's pretty fascinating. So
it
tell
is.
Us a little history about that and what that is.
Sure. I don't know how many years we go back with the good, bad, ugly. I know that it was Kukua Council's Laura Manis who began this in conjunction with the Hawaii Alliance for Retired Americans. And so HARA, that's what we call them for short, H-A-R-A.
What does it stand for? HARA stands
for? Hawaii Alliance for Retired Americans.
Yeah.
It's a organization that's 20,000 members strong.
Mm, wow.
Right. Anyway, annually we do a legislative wrap-up, legislative review called The Good, Bad, and the Ugly. And normally it's done in May.
Mm-hmm.
But last year, because of the, I don't know what to call it, the truncated or elongated legislative session,
mm-hmm.
we had it in October.
Right.
And it was very exciting because we had legislators from whom we wanted to hear
right.
Participate. They were extremely candid.
Well attended by the legislators.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. And interesting to watch a dialogue. I mean, mm-hmm. just to be on the sidelines
yeah.
and to listen to what they had to say about the session.
Well, we would ask questions and they would end up dialoguing with each other. So it was kind of like we were behind the scenes
right
there on Zoom. So it was pretty remarkable.
Right.
Just yeah.
yeah. Kind of like being a fly on the wall watching
right.
how these legislators
yeah.
interact with each other.
Because, of course, our question, our big question last coming out of last year's pandemic was, you know, how do we be more transparent here? How do we, the people, get involved? And I feel like we successfully kind of did that because the Kapuna Caucus, which legislative Kapuna Caucus has started up shortly after that, we asked them if they could please,
right.
you know, start to include us again. And they did.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens in the good, bad, and the ugly?
Well, it's a legislative wrap-up. We look at our successes and our failures. There are certain things that we want to pursue, whether it's Kukua Council or part of the Kapuna Caucus.
Mm-hmm.
And some years we have some success, like I guess in 2005 with the Silver Legislature.
Mm-hmm.
And some years, like last year,
nothing
more failures.
Done.
Yeah, nothing. But a lot of those measures carried over to 2021. I think this year there's one. Out of the 10 that Kapuna Caucus was pursuing, I think one has gone to the governor's desk
right.
for his signature.
Well, I know from talking to Ian Ross just yesterday
mm-hmm.
that the coordinator position for the Alzheimer's has sounds like that has passed.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So that's gone forward. And there's a couple other things, but I'll leave it at that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I haven't heard everything. I know a lot of the things that did not pass.
Right. I can go into them right now if you want.
Sure, why not?
Okay.
Yeah.
So let's see, what's active? HB 499 relating to crimes against seniors.
Yeah, that's
that one's passed and gone to the senator. The governor for a signature.
And what is that one about?
This is to reduce from age 62 down to age 60.
Any crimes against seniors,
right?
And to hold them, it's a felony or
higher standard of
yeah.
Let me see if I can find the measure actually.
So this one we started working on last year,
mm-hmm.
And then again things came to a standstill, so mm-hmm. it came back up this year. And we in the Legislative Kapuna Caucus, and then also us in Kakua Council supported this measure.
So this is the summary. Relating to crimes against seniors lowers the age at which enhanced penalties apply for crimes against seniors from age 62 down to age 60.
Okay.
Makes commission of certain criminal offenses against a senior's personal person or property applicable if the perpetrator knows or reasonably should know the senior victim's age.
Okay, good. That's still alive.
Yeah. So a lot of the other ones unfortunately died. One that was going on forward for a while then went into a conference committee, and then I believe the committee didn't have a meeting, so it died.
Right.
This is the one regarding the Executive Office of Aging to relax a 30-hour requirement for the Kapuna caregivers. Maybe you can speak to that. Maybe you know that one better than I
do. Yeah, I know
that
one. I'm not sure what's happened with it. I think you're right. I think it died because we finished now.
Mm-hmm.
So, then Compassion and Care, I do some things with them. And so one of the bills that we were trying to promote was to have ARPs to be able to do the assessments for folks at end of life. And that ended up getting referred for four hearings at the House, which is not enough time to hear that. So that's died. So we'll try that again next year. It also was to relax the 20-day wait period. And we could get a lot more into that, but it died at this point. So we'll talk about that more later.
Yeah, there were some measures that I was pursuing as an advocate for condominium owners.
Right.
And all of those measures failed.
Well, they did.
But that's just this year. We're going to keep on going.
Right, right.
You know, that's...
So what happens when things don't actually pass in a year, we can continue them the next year. So, I'm sorry. Any other ones that you can think of?
There's a number of measures off the top of my head. I can't think of them.
Okay.
So sorry.
All right. So mostly Kapuna related. So other things so when we're talking about doing a good, bad, and the ugly again, are we thinking about?
We talked about doing it in May. However, in an email conversation with members of HARA, we might extend it longer, later, maybe into June. June 21st is when the governor has to produce his list of intent to veto.
Right, right.
And so maybe we should wait till about then.
Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so more on that soon. And okay, so we're going to break for a commercial here, and we'll be right back with our special guest, Lila Mower. Thank you.
In 2021, take the confusion out of Medicare. The Copeland Insurance Group will help you understand the exciting new plans with increased benefits for seniors 65 and above, veterans, the disabled, and those that qualify for extra help. Contact Margaret Wong with the Copeland Insurance Group at 808-591-4877. 808-591-4877. Mahalo.
4 and 5 night packages from $699. Vacations Hawaii, our favorite connection to Vegas.
Welcome back. This is Generations Radio Show Podcast, and we have a special guest today from the Kakua Council, the president of Kakua Council, actually, my good friend, Lila Mower. And we were just talking about some of the forums, some of the meetings that we've been doing. These are monthly meetings that we typically used to do live in person, and we've been doing them on Zoom, as we mentioned earlier. And so we were just wrapped up on the good, bad, and the ugly, which is also coming up again. Now we're talking about like June or even maybe beginning of July. Will be the next time we do that. But some of the recent ones that we've done are pretty interesting too, right, Lila?
Yes.
So like Dr. Victoria Phan, remember her presentation?
Right. So much data. Yeah. You know, we talk about COVID. People are concerned that the information is hearsay. Some people say it's a conspiracy. There's also some stories going on. And when we had Dr. Phan, this was way back in, I think, January still, right?
Yeah.
People were still uncertain. We were talking about vaccinations, trying to get that going. And I thought it was important to get data out there, not just, you know, what's the right word? Not just stories that you hear from your neighbor or whatever, just to get data out there, hard data, so that people understand what's going on with COVID, what kind of solutions we're looking for, what we could do. Actually, Kakua Council, as we were talking earlier, was quite involved with trying to mitigate the COVID problem here in Hawaii.
Right.
And we actually filed legal action last year.
Made the news, so you may have seen that.
Right. Well, actually, you know, Kakua Council has been rather active. Not that we want to be. I believe Larry Geller used the word reluctant, and that's very true. We do not want to be. We wish that the government would perform its duties and would enforce its own laws. You know, they expect us citizens to follow them, so why can't we expect the government to follow these rules?
Right.
So way back in August, we realized that the government didn't have a comprehensive contact tracing strategy, and they weren't making what we considered an adequate attempt to reach people, what they call LEP, limited English proficiency, to inform them about COVID and about preventative measures. So we made a suggestion to the Department of Health. I don't know if the word is suggestion, but nevertheless, we made a suggestion.
A request.
Yeah, a request. And they actually did not follow through.
Well, we asked for information to start with.
Right. And we were fortunate. We not only had support from media, but we also had support from the city council regarding this. We had to pursue it. We had to even go, how far did we go? We went to, I think, Supreme Court.
We did, yes.
And although the Supreme Court denied us, it was a 3-2.
We almost won.
Yeah. Right, right. But nevertheless, I think it brought to the public's attention that we were being deficient. The government was deficient on its mitigation activities.
Right.
And more so that marginalized communities weren't being reached. Now, you and I, Rick, belong to or participate with the vaccination outreach group.
Yeah.
So, we just had a meeting yesterday. Right. And what's so wonderful is hearing how CJ Johnson and his group are working.
From the Department of Health.
Right. Working to reach out to all these marginalized communities where language is a problem. They're not the only group, of course. They have so much help from many other groups.
Well, they have publishers that are actually printing things. And how many languages do we have now?
I mean,
like 20 different languages. And
right.
And they were just asking if we had other languages that are not represented to let them know, and they'll get it into that language as well, because we found that with the vaccine, if you don't have someone that speaks the language, it's very hard for the person to understand the reason to get the vaccine, and quite oftentimes they will not get the vaccine. So.
Or the availability of the vaccine. Where do you go?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, or how to sign up.
And so that group, VOG, Vaccination Outreach Group, is doing extremely well reaching minority communities, going out to homebound seniors.
Right.
Yeah, that's wonderful, all the attempts.
In the very beginning, we were just even talking about where to have the pods, mm-hmm. so the points of distribution mm-hmm. for the vaccines. And we ended up getting Faith Action kind of involved as well, which brought the churches on board. We're very fortunate, Lila. We've been in some very incredible, you know, programs.
Right. Hawaii Meals on Wheels, reaching out. That was great.
Yeah. You know? So Hawaii Meals on Wheels, we've had them on the radio show here. Mm-hmm. They're going to be a podcast in November, Michelle Gurley. I'm actually the secretary there. Hawaii Meals on Wheels doubled mm-hmm. how many meals we're actually getting out there. And we've also started doing some phone call kinds of stuff, checking in with folks on loneliness, those mm-hmm. kinds of things.
Mm-hmm.
Back to Dr. Victoria Fan. So she's the director, right, at the University of Hawaii's Aging and Development. And mm-hmm. she just kind of taken it over when we invited her.
Mm-hmm.
And so she just had a wealth of links that she showed us. It was a fascinating. Actually, that one you might want to watch because there was just any kind of information you want, they've collected or are collecting data on. Mm-hmm. And it's just, you know, live, being updated daily, you know, kind of thing. And so you can put your finger right on the pulse there.
Mm-hmm.
I always find go to the source rather than, you know, I don't need media to interpret things for me.
Right.
I'd rather hear it directly from the source.
We don't need anecdotes. Just go look at the data. I also appreciated the way that she encouraged future generations mm-hmm. to pursue data science.
Right.
You know, we need more data science.
Yeah,
right?
She's remarkable.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then was it the Hawaii Economic Recovery Forum?
Yes.
So
because we needed to do more than just talk about how bad things were. We need to look forward.
Right.
And during the pandemic, we realized that a lot of the industries that we had depended on, especially tourism, may not fully recover. The restaurants, look how many retail outlets closed up.
Right.
So what can we depend upon? What's available? And then not just looking at the economy and the standard GDP wave. Remember Doug talking about that?
Yeah.
Our colleague Doug Matsuoka. Yeah. But looking at the economy from different points of views, like sustainability.
Right.
You know, and how to measure what's really important to us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we went through food insecurity.
Do you remember who the speakers were for that?
Ikaika Hasi and, oh my God, I went blank.
Oh. United Way. Fink, John Fink.
John Fink, yes, thank you.
I got it right here somewhere.
Right. I'm really bad with names, I'm sorry.
Okay, I won't do that again. Well, that was a fascinating presentation as well. Because a little bit data driven, but mostly just observational and just ways that, you know, we could come out of the recovery and just ideas were
and
shared.
And inspirational too.
It was very inspirational. Yeah, mm-hmm. It was a positive kind of presentation.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So that was good. And then, tomorrow, so coming up, so this is going to air on Sunday, so May 3rd, tomorrow, just a date, we have an affordable housing forum that we're going to be doing. Tell us about that.
Yes, it should be a very interesting, exciting forum. Mm-hmm. Some may recall that Senator Stanley Chang proposed the Aloha Homes program based on, I believe he called it the Singapore model.
Yes.
And there are
and
a lot
he's
of.
From Singapore.
You know, right. Yeah. And there's a few other government models where government, I don't know if the right word is not the producer of housing, but takes a large hand in the production of housing, mm-hmm. Increasing numbers, increasing affordability. But we don't know if that's a correct answer, you know.
Right.
If you take it to the extreme, you have the Soviet model, which was a failure. And then we have, he's going to be one of our panelists.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have Dr. Kili'i Aquino, who is with Grassroots Institute, a free market thinker, brilliant man. He's also an OHA trustee. He's going to be participating, presenting the free market point of view.
Great.
And then we have someone familiar to many Kokoa Council members because she's joined us a few times, Kim Koko Iwamoto,
mm-hmm.
Who has a more progressive point of view.
Mm-hmm.
And she provides, she herself owns a business that handles affordable rentals.
Oh, right.
So that should be very interesting.
Okay.
Again, this is not meant to be a political discussion at all. No. This is a solution-oriented discussion.
Right.
Looking at the problem of housing, affordable housing, from many different perspectives.
Right. Yeah, so we should have a lot of good questions come up from that and, mm-hmm. and get a lot of great answers. Mm-hmm. And typically these forms just leave us with a lot to think about, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, because we don't advocate, I mean, we advocate, but we don't actually, you know, go out there and put our support into one thing or another kind of thing. We really just try to bring the information out there for everybody.
Right.
This is on Monday, so Monday, May 3rd, from 11:30 to 1 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
And then how will people access that?
Well, if they want to participate by Zoom, again, yeah. please write into kokuacouncil.hawaii@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
Or they can join us on Facebook if they're mm-hmm. Facebook members, I guess.
Yeah, so if you want to join the Zoom, you should get that to us today, so mm-hmm. Sunday, May 2nd, because Lila will send out the Zoom link by 8 o'clock in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, just go to the Facebook stream. And mm-hmm. once we start, it'll go to stream and it'll go live on stream. So
mm-hmm.
That's pretty good. And then if you do miss it, what's great about, well, all of this stuff is we record it and then we end up actually posting it. So essentially, it's a podcast as well. But it'll be posted on our Facebook, mm-hmm. Usually within 24 hours of us actually doing the live.
Mm-hmm.
So if you miss it, you can always watch it later. Or if you just find it fascinating enough, which I oftentimes do, and you want to go back and watch it or share it with people, you can share the link. You're welcome to share the link with anybody out there.
Mm-hmm.
So the whole concept here is just to get the information out there for people.
That's right. Present different perspectives.
Yeah.
There's no one easy answer. It's such a complex problem. We've tried to solve it for decades.
Yeah.
And, you know, as I'm doing research on housing, I find out that internationally everyone's having the same problem.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
In the United States, the problem is not only affordability, but one of the reasons why it's not affordable is that we just lack housing. There's not enough production of housing.
Right, right. And Hawaii being unique, of course, because we're an island, so we've always had issues with housing.
Mm-hmm.
It's just kind of compounded through the years. So, and here we are coming out of, hopefully, a pandemic and moving forward. So, again, Kukua is help. And our help really is by putting out their solutions, possible solutions, things that people can think about, things mm-hmm. that people can kind of get involved with and participate
mm-hmm.
in trying to work through. And there's a number of different ways you could do that. And Kukua Council is just one. So, yeah. So what else have we been involved with, Lila?
So many things. Let's see. Normally in October of every year, we also have an annual community forum.
Oh, yeah.
So this is when we invite our partners. Just to let you know, Kukua Council has over 700 members.
Right.
Over 50 organizations are also member organizations. So we invite them to participate with us.
And most of them do.
Yes. In our community forum. And to talk about what we think should be our priorities for the next legislative year.
Right.
So last year we had that in October, and it was really interesting. The year before, too, just to let your listeners know, there's a diversity of interests.
Mm-hmm.
We may be talking about kupuna issues, but we don't only focus on kupuna issues. As you just heard us talk about COVID-19,
right?
Affordable housing.
Right.
You know, one of the priorities that, by the way, when we have these community forums, at the end of the meeting, we vote on what our priorities are.
Try to pick our top 10.
Right. And so a couple of years ago, one of the priorities was climate change.
Yeah.
An emphasis on climate change.
Yeah.
That was very interesting.
Two groups presented on that.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that was very interesting. Yeah. And this is what we do. We look at we ask our community to participate and let us know what their priorities are. And we as a group vote on that.
Right.
And as an organization, Kukua Council may or may not support their initiatives. It just depends on how our members vote.
Right.
But nevertheless, as individuals, you may gain our support.
Yep.
So that's really important to have that presentation.
Right. And then we spend what we vote on to the Kupuna, the legislative Kupuna caucus, which submits 10, top 10, but Kukua Council oftentimes has a pretty good voice there.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good one too. And so then that lines up with which bills we want to support going into the next legislative session. And so by doing it in October, by November we're already deciding, by December it's rolling, January, boom, you know, everything takes off.
Mm-hmm.
So we're very involved in all of that stuff. So we're participating in solutions, basically. We're active, And a lot of our folks are older, but we do have a good share of our folks are stakeholders. So they work for different, like Hawaii Meals on Wheels or different, mm-hmm. different kind of organizations out there. Mm-hmm. So it's a great, kind of miss seeing everybody in person.
Mm-hmm. I do too. May I mention some of our members?
Let's do that. Let's talk about our members.
Well, of course, Rick, you're first vice president.
Right.
And then we have Helen Wagner, who's our mm-hmm. second vice president. And right. Helen's really involved in this intergenerational care, grandparents taking care of grandchildren.
That was her organization.
Yes, that was her organization. And although we're nonpartisan, she's a member mm-hmm. of the Republican Party.
Mm-hmm.
So she often brings to our meetings her perspective,
right,
too.
Right.
And then we have Barbara Service, who is our treasurer, mm-hmm. and her last name says it all. I mean, Service. I mean, Barbara's involved in a number of things, very admirable. I met her through AARP.
Right.
And I think you and I joined AARP about the same time, too, right?
Well, I met Barbara at the Legislative Kapuna Caucuses. The mm-hmm. next thing you know, Kathy, who you'll mention pretty quick here, mm-hmm. and Barbara asked me to present at Barbara's president of AARP's Club Number 60, I guess it's called.
Mm-hmm.
And just kind of interesting story behind her. Her aunt, she had an aunt in California that actually is the founder of AARP. And so Barbara told me at one point, you know, stories of just stuffing envelopes, you know, not sure why as a little kid for all these AARP things. And so she goes all the way back to the beginning of it. She is AARP.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But she's involved in so many things. Faith right. Action.
Pabia.
Mm-hmm.
Tell them what Pabia is.
So Policy Advisory Board for Early
elderly affairs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I should be able to say this. So I actually just got nominated and am joining. So starting my term actually in Pabia in July.
Mm-hmm.
So that's Barbara and Kathy getting me going and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure I'm missing stuff Barbara's doing. She's in everything. I mean, so Barbara's background was that she was a CPS, so Child Protective Services manager mm-hmm. in California, and then 14 years in Hawaii, mm-hmm. And then retired here. And like Lila said, service says it all. I mean,
right.
she does it all.
Right.
Remarkable. Yeah.
Yeah. I think I met her at the legislature.
Did you? Yeah.
Right. You know, she was openly advocating mm-hmm. just like myself.
Right, right.
So, the same thing with Helen. That's, yeah. And in fact, Helen, I yeah. think, Helen was the mm-hmm. one who introduced me to Kukua Council, as well as a couple of other friends who were involved with Kukua Council.
Yeah, when I first got here, I used to see Helen and Barbara everywhere.
Yes.
Right.
Right. And then we have some of our seniors.
Yeah.
Our platinum seniors, like
right.
Charles Carroll and Sam Cox, you know.
Right.
Unfortunately, we don't see them as often as we'd like to, even on Zoom.
Right.
Right. Maybe when we start meeting in person, we can do that again.
Yeah.
Sam had our Wynwood branch of Kukua Council.
He was the president of that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
And then Charles, what's his background?
Charles has been with us for such a long time. He's almost our historian, you know,
right,
our
right.
informal historian.
Oh, that's who we ask questions. He probably
right.
has the history we need
right,
here for the show.
Right.
And then Jim Sean?
Oh, Jim is, he was president before me.
Yeah.
And he has a history as a past legislator.
Right.
So he teaches us a lot
yeah.
about the innards.
Right. And then he's a professor at the University of Hawaii?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What's his field?
Gee, I don't know.
Okay.
policies
and procedures.
You know, he is a policy wonk, right?
Right?
He always asks us to write white papers as if we had the time to write white papers.
Yeah, and then Jim's still very active, so
yes.
we hear from him quite a bit on a whole range of things.
Right, right, he has some interesting ideas about
mm-hmm.
Convocation
mm-hmm.
to re-energize or re-democratize
right.
our government,
right.
you know.
Right.
And that's exciting. I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah. I'd say Kukua Council is really, well, everybody, but Jim, his leadership in the beginning kind of pulled me in
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
along with all of you guys.
Mm-hmm.
So most certainly. So.
Yeah, we have a great team.
And Larry Geller, you mentioned him a little bit earlier.
Yeah, President Emeritus.
Mm-hmm.
He's out there, you know, oh my God, leading us in so many different directions. He has an interesting blog
mm-hmm.
under Kukua Council,
mm-hmm.
and then he has Disappeared News, his blog. That's very interesting, too, and I just look at him as a mentor.
Right.
You know, all of these people, our team.
Yeah.
Everyone teaches me something. I learn something new.
Well, occasionally he shares stuff. So was he like an electrical engineer or something? He shared something about being involved in a satellite broadcast from Japan back in the very, I mean, this is, we're talking like, was it 70s?
Right.
You know,
right,
he sent a picture of an old article, you know, about that. I mean, so he's really fascinating.
Right.
Actually, everybody in this group is very fascinating.
Group, right. He works a lot with the food insecurity issue.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's very important. Yeah.
Right, right.
Right. And then
so
Gary
he does the
Simon.
SNAP, he does the SNAP program, and he's at Blaisdell.
The
food.
What do we call those? What do we call those?
Yeah.
I went blank all of a sudden.
Mm.
The markets. Farm fairs. That's what I wanted to say.
So he accepts SNAP at the farm fairs, which is kind of unique that he set up, right?
Mm-hmm. He worked on that, program. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
And then you brought up Doug.
Yep.
Matsuoka.
So tell us about Doug.
Oh, Doug is our progressive.
Yeah.
He's interesting. And he's quite eloquent, writes very well.
Yeah.
He's generous with his time.
Yeah.
Helps us modernize. He's our IT master.
Yeah, so he's the reason we can Zoom.
That's right.
And actually, I've had him join us for the webinars. So he's the reason I can do the webinars. 4 minutes. Okay, we've got to move on. So Doug's remarkable. Gary Simon.
Yeah, he has such a deep background in caregiving. And he's with HPGS. He's with
Pavia, HPGS.
He's president or CEO of ARP.
And caregivers.
God.
And,
right.
And ARP. He's all about ARP. Mm-hmm. Huge. Mm-hmm. Dale Head. We got 3 minutes.
Right. Okay. Dale is, he has a background in the military, and he is such a generous person of spirit. He has done more as an individual than most people are willing to even attempt.
Right.
The tremendous sacrifices he made on behalf of his neighbors.
Yep.
I won't go into here, but he is such a generous person.
Huge heart.
Mm-hmm. And then Lourdes Scheiber, she's an entrepreneur.
Yep.
And again, she's another person who's made tremendous sacrifices. She and Dale are courageous in their efforts.
Mm-hmm.
And I won't go into details, but they are very courageous.
And last but not least, we have Kathy Wyatt.
Oh, Kathy, I'll let you talk about Kathy.
So Kathy's good buddy. So we do dementia in the family workshops together back when we're all doing face-to-face kind of stuff. She has a whole day program that she does. Hale Ho'aloha, is that
Hale Ho'oli.
Yeah, there you go. She's also in Pavia. She was president of HPGS, which is Hawaii Pacific Gerontological Society. She nominated me, so now I'm president-elect for that for next year. Just very, very active.
All of our people volunteer, just give of themselves so much.
So this is our board. These are our board members, so that's just really, really remarkable.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know what? I had a whole lot more questions. But we're really wrapping up here, so we're running out of time. So I'm going to have to table this and just thank Lila.
Well, thank you, Rick, for the opportunity to introduce and present Kukua Council. I'm so proud of our group.
And I got to say, it's great to see you. I haven't seen you in a year.
I know.
We're in person, folks.
That's right.
Lila's got a mask on. So this was great. I hope you guys enjoyed the show. I know it's just us kind of just visiting and talking Kukua Council. And again, if you have questions, do email us the questions. And like I said, this will be stored, and you can watch this anytime, any place. Just go to generations808.com. And hey, have a great day and great week coming up. Take care.
In 2021, take the confusion out of Medicare. The Copeland Insurance Group will help you understand the exciting new plans with increased benefits for seniors 65 and above, veterans, the disabled, and those that qualify for extra help. Contact Margaret Wong with the Copeland Insurance Group at 808-591-4877. 808-591-4877. Mahalo.
5914777. Who's got the best deals of Vegas around? Call 5914777 today. Vacations Hawaii. Good luck, we go play. 5914777.
trip on Saturday.
Good luck.
We gon' play AR.
Complete 4 and 5 night packages from $699. Vacations Hawaii, our favorite connection to Vegas.